Hello guys, this is Shaladio coming to you once again on another episode of Random Gist. And the title of today's Random Gist is Why Some Bad Things Happen to Some Good People. Why Some Bad Things Happen to Some Good People. And I'll explain the thinking behind my gist, and then I'll read a scripture and I'll go ahead to share with you. Now, the thinking behind my gist was this. I've been around the planet for a few years. Not many years. I mean, I'm a young man. So I've been around the planet for a few years. And there was just something I noticed, you know, because I'm actually very mathematical in my thinking. So when I look at situations, when I look at occurrences, I try to look for a pattern. I try to detect, is there a possible pattern that is evolving here? If something happens once and another thing happens, I want to check the two things and see, is there a similarity between the first thing that happened here and the second thing that happened here? So I began to, there was a particular scenario that I began to examine and I began to think about, and this is that scenario. Now, what had happened was that I saw a snapshot of some publication about the ongoing trial in South Africa, and in that snapshot, the lady was reported to have expressed some fear or concern about Mr. Pistorius, or whatever. Yeah, I think it's Pistorius. So, and we all know what has happened. Whether he was guilty or not, she's dead. You know, and also, it's been clearly established also that the dude actually had a temper. So, the case is still on. It's not our own job to judge whether he was guilty or not. But that began to bring things to my head that, okay, now, if you are a lady and you're already having an instinct that your life is not safe around this guy, and you are able to voice it out in some way, shape, or form, then there is something that we can learn from this. There's something we can begin to pick up. So I began to, you know, just ruminate about this. And that's what led to this gist that I want to share with you. Why some bad things happen to some good people. And that began to make me think about the issue of domestic violence, really. Domestic violence against women, and also a few cases of failed marriages. One of the things I noticed, you know, because I was looking at patterns, really, that any time I hear of domestic violence, the first thing I want to do is to just have a look at the woman. How does she think? How does she talk? What's her disposition towards life and towards people? And I discovered that in over 95% of the cases that I have come across, you may have come across many more, I discovered that the women were not difficult people to live with. They didn't come across as extremely difficult people to live with or difficult people to live with. And then, with the way some of these situations turned out, you would always want to ask the question that how did this woman end up with this kind of a bad man? You begin to imagine some scenarios where this lady could possibly have married someone different, and her situation and the outcome of her life could have been radically different from what we see today. I remember actually very vividly a friend of mine, that must have been as far back as 2000 or 2001. She was married to this Nigerian geezer, and this was in the UK, and she got beaten very well, very soundly, very, very, very soundly. The girl told me, said, this guy beat nonsense out of me. And that marriage was over in less than a year or so. In about a year, that marriage was over. Now, I've heard stories, you know, about people saying that, the human, they don't know how to talk. Yes, that's good for them. They are big mouth. That's why those people beat them. Okay. And this particular lady, she eventually, I was even shocked. She decided to remarry. And it didn't really take her too long, you know, to remarry. And then she moved over to Lagos. She moved to Lagos. And she's married. I think she's got about 3 kids now. And everything appears to be going well, fine and dandy. So, first marriage, she got beaten. Second marriage, she's glowing. And she puts up her latest pictures on Facebook. And I will know if she's been if she's been getting beaten by her new husband from what her face looks like. So my point is this, that her situation turned out differently when she decided to start a new life. So you begin to ask the question, so how did she end up with this person in the first place? And also, I came across some men who had been hurt in marriages. And there was also something I discovered. These men were very good men. They were very sound men. I mean, they were awesome men. And these were people who you could vouch for their characters. And then they ended up with these women or with these wives that at the end of the day, these marriages just had to scatter. And it was all over. And then you also asked the question, how did this good man end up with this nasty woman as a marriage partner? And to tell you, this was equally distributed between those who were not born again outside church and between those who were born again inside church, both the men and the women. So please let nobody point fingers at one particular group of people or one particular sex that, it's the men that are the worst offenders or the women that are the worst offenders. I mean, the cases I saw, yes, it was like the man was either bad or the woman was also either bad. So one of them was just bad. So cases where the woman was bad and the man was good, and also the man was good and the woman was bad. So, but then I began to look at this distribution and I began to ask myself, how did this good man end up with this bad woman? And how did this good woman end up with this bad woman? That used to ring over my head. And I even would say things to God, you know, many years ago or many months ago, that, Lord, how come you don't help these bad men to locate other bad women, so that they can be both nasty to themselves and help good men to locate good women so they can be both good to themselves? Because if you have decided to be a bad person, why not just hook up with another bad person so you can both be bad and deal with yourselves properly? And then if you are a good man, how come you don't end up with a good woman so you can both be good to yourselves and have a happy home? And you know, you are both normal people, and then you are both living normally inside the house. So I just used to rack my head, you know, I just used to think that, why doesn't the equation work that way? You know, why doesn't it work that way so that we'll be all be happy? I mean, you see some women, what they go through in the hands of these violent men. I mean, you will feel for them. You will just feel for them. And you also see some men, what they go through in the hands of nasty women before they, I mean, you will also feel, you know, for these men. And I just used to ask myself, how come somebody does not arrange for these bad people to hook up with bad people and the good people to hook up with good people? Because I'm beginning to think that this good man could have stood a better chance of survival being hooked up with a good woman. And this good woman also could have had a better chance of survival, you know, being hooked up with a good man. So that is the question I want to answer today. Why some bad things happen to some good people? And let's read the scriptures. If you have your Bibles, turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 12 and I'll read from verse 37. It says, "Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them, so blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not." Now, this is a scripture that talks about the second coming, literally talks about the second coming of Jesus Christ. And what Jesus was saying there was that there is an element of surprise, and there should be also an element of continued vigilance on the part of the saints, that you are praying and you are living correctly, living according to the righteousness of God that has been imparted into you, because you don't know whether it's today or tomorrow that Jesus Christ is coming back. Use verse 39 to apply something here, and I'll tell you what we are going to apply. He says, "And these know that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through." So something begins to play out for me here. Remember, I was talking about a good man, a good woman. Has something jumped up to you here from the scripture? He says, if the good man had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have allowed his house to be broken through. This is very simple English. What the Bible is saying here is that it is not enough for you to be good, because this man was good, but his house was broken into. And the Bible says that if the good man had known what hour the thief was coming, he would have been able to prevent his house from being broken into. But because he did not know what hour the thief was coming, and he was not vigilant across the clock, his house was broken into. That is exactly my message to you today. That it is not enough for you to be good to survive in this wicked world today. You need to be good, and you also need to be spiritually vigilant and intelligent. And I'll explain where I'm coming from to you. Look, I've been looking at this thing, and I discovered something about life. It's just a personal discovery about life. You can dispute it if you like. It doesn't matter. I have seen, let's imagine that there are two buckets or two categories. What I call good and bad, and smart and not smart. So there are four buckets. Now, I have seen people who are good. So it means that they will not end up in the bad bucket. But I have seen people who are good and who are smart. So it means that they are good, but they are also vigilant and intelligent, and they can prevent themselves being broken into. Now, I've also seen people who are good, but they are not smart. So it means that they are good, they will not harm you, but they are not intelligent enough to prevent evil from happening to them. And I'll explain where I'm coming from. You see, there are some bad people, but they are also smart. And what tends to happen is this. They are bad, but they are intelligent and they are smart. And what they do is that they look around for good people that they can break into. And this also goes into the issue of how you choose your life partner. There are bad people out there, and when it is time to marry, they know that they cannot handle bad people like themselves. But these bad people are smart, and what they do is that they look for good people who are not smart. So what these bad people will do is that they will suck in the good people, and at a time that is convenient, they will then unveil the true nature of their personalities to these good people. And that is what it means to be broken into. Do you understand? And good people need to be smart. Because what you need to realize is that if you are good, you are in high demand. People want to be with you. People are safe around you. People feel safe around you when you are good. But the problem is that if you are good and bad want to hang around you. And it is your responsibility to detect and to discern when people are coming into your life, whether they are good people or they are bad people, so that you can make the right decisions in life. And that's what the Bible was saying here, that the good man of the house did not know what hour the thief would come. He would have watched, which meant that the good man was not vigilant. He was a good man. He will not harm anybody. He will not steal from people. He will not cheat people. But he was cheated and broken into by bad people simply because he was not vigilant. If he had been vigilant, the Bible says that his house would not have been broken into. So you can be a good person spiritually. You can be a holy Christian spiritually. But what I'm saying to you is that bad people can break into your life and mess you up and mess your future up and mess you up in marriage if you do not have the required intelligence to detect these people when they are coming into your life. It's as simple as that. Now, how do we become intelligent? How are we able to know whether we are being broken into, or it's a good man that is coming, or a good woman that is coming into our lives? The answer was given there by Jesus. He said the good man of the house did not know what hour the thief would come, and he would have watched. So it means that if you are a good person, you must be vigilant spiritually. You must not be dull. You must be sharp. You must be spiritually intelligent. You must be a person of prayer. You must be a person of instinct. You must be a person of calculation. Effectively, what the Bible is saying is that you should also be smart. If you are a good person, you must be intelligent, you must be vigilant, your eyes must be open to pick every minute detail of life as you go around. In fact, what did Jesus even said? He said that the children of darkness are wiser than the children of light in their own generation. So that is why it is possible for bad and smart people to con good people into marriages, simply because the good people were not vigilant enough. The good people did not exercise their equipment to be vigilant, to see the bad people, to see the bad people when they are coming, and to know that this is a bad person who is coming to mess me up and to break into me. Do you understand? So that is why you, even in church, if you look at the dynamics, you see, when there is a good woman, a holy sister in church, brothers want to hang around that holy sister. And this is how the game is played. Both good brothers and bad brothers will hang around a good sister. And this is the reason. Everybody likes a good person. Now, the good sister, they know that, oh yeah, she will be prayerful, she will look after the children, she will not cheat on them. So people will feel safe around that woman and want to be around that woman, both good brothers and good and bad brothers. And same also applies in the other direction. Once a good man turns up in church, both the women that are good and the women that are bad will turn up on the space and want to grab this good man, you can tell that with a good man you will be safe, you will feel safe around the good man. But you see, there's something about life where people want something for themselves that they don't deserve, and that is what life is all about. If you go to the market and they tell you that a piece of item is £1, now that is what, let's assume that thing is really worth £1. You know what people will do? They will say to the person that is selling that item and say, what will you accept 50p for this £1 thing? And the person will just be annoyed that, what are you talking about? This thing is £1. Say, okay, accept 50p. Now, what is happening there is that the person who wants to buy is trying to get something that is worth more than what he is offering. And that is how the market of life is. People are out there walking around trying to get what they don't deserve, trying to get what they really do not qualify for. So you will see bad people who don't deserve you trying to clinch you. And you see, it is you that has to be intelligent enough to know your self-worth, to know that the worth that God has placed on you, you should not cheapen it and end up with people who will trample upon you and mess you up in life. So that is what I'm sharing with you. That is the reason why some bad things happen to some good people, simply because they were not vigilant spiritually. Because a lot of these things, you have to be vigilant spiritually. You have to be prayerful. The only way you can be on guard and not miss the arrival of somebody who wants to break into your house is that you are awake all night. Spiritually, what that means is that you are prayerful, you are vigilant, you don't miss any detail, you don't take anything for granted. You say you are dating somebody and you see the guy behaving zigzag anyhow, you should go into the place of prayer and pray in the spirit and say, Lord, open the eyes of my understanding, and say, Lord, make, if this guy is a con man, make him commit a crucial mistake that will expose his real intention to me, in the name of Jesus Christ. That is the prayer that I used to pray, that Lord, expose the true contents of the heart of this person to me, so that I will not be deceived, so that I will know the real and I tell you, God never failed me. Even when I did not pick those details, people around me post those details to me. So it is very important that you don't just live your life anyhow simply because you are good. You don't just assume that because you are good, good things will just happen automatically like that, without you being vigilant, without you checking every fine detail. They bring something to you to sign, you check the fine details, you check that they are not bringing something for you to sign that will bind you into something nasty in a few weeks' time. So that's exactly what I am talking about. If you are good, both good and bad people will come for you, and it is your responsibility to be vigilant in the spirit, to be spiritually alert, to see them and to know how to avoid the bad people from corrupting the good that is in your life. And I tell you, if you look at it, the pattern is clear. All these women that get beaten, they deserve a lot more. They deserve a lot more than what they are getting. They deserve a lot more. They deserve a lot more. My heart weeps for them when I see them. They deserve a lot more. But they ended up with people that were far below them, far below them in status. Same thing for the men too, who married, you know, nasty women. They deserve a lot more, but they ended up with people who were far below them, simply because these people were able to camouflage, these people were able to sneak in, these people were able to break in on them. And what was the attraction? Simply because you are good. A bad man knows very well that if he goes for a bad woman, they are in good trouble. You say you are beating the woman here, and if the woman knows how to punch you back in the face, if the woman knows how to smash a tumbler over your head, you will not take things for granted. So it means that your house will become a battlefield. As you carry a punch, the woman too carries a punch, and the next thing you know, as you say that you take your car keys after beating the woman and go to your girlfriend's house. The woman too picks her car keys and goes to her boyfriend's house. Then the game is square. So you know that we are both nasty. But these bad men capitalize on the fact that, yes, that woman is good. That woman will be there again to receive them when they come begging like idiots. So it's so easy for these people to walk all over good people. So that's why it is very important in life, that if you have decided to pitch your camp as a good person, you must be vigilant. You must know that, look, good people and bad people who also don't deserve you are going to come towards you. And you must be able to sift them out. You must be able to sort them out. You must be able to separate the chaff from the wheat in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. And, let me give you one example, you know, just to, strengthen what I'm saying. Now, when I got into University of Lagos as an undergraduate, I was allocated to this room where I had two roommates, and these two roommates were final year students. I mean, I came in as a young boy into University of Lagos. I think I was 15 plus when I got into University of Lagos. Yeah, 15 plus. Can you imagine? Young boy. And these guys were bro. These guys were, tall bros. I mean, these guys, I probably estimate their ages to be around 22, 23. So they were adults. Let's put it that way. Now, what these guys will do was that on certain days of the week, I think maybe Sundays or so, they will have these girls come around. And these girls were, you know, I was in Unilag. These girls will come around from maybe from some remote colleges of education, from Ogun State or Ondo State or one of those remote places. So, and they would come and stay over, you know, for the night. And I would just go over to my friend's place and I'll leave the rest to your imagination. And then one other day, this very decent lady came along. I mean, far more decent than these other ones that used to come from across the state. And I obviously got to discover that she was a serious, girlfriend, as in she was actually going to get married to one of these guys. So what I then did, once the lady had left, was I asked the guy, I said, "Come on, let me ask you a question. Egbo, brother, let me ask you a question. How come you bring these rough girls from, you know, these western states? How come you bring them here for the night? And then you now bring this, your fine woman that you are going to marry, very decent looking woman, that all these things you are doing with these girls, why don't you just do with your own woman?" And I wasn't born again then, so don't crucify me. "So why don't you just do with your own woman and be cool?" You know what this guy said to me? He said, "Look, this lady I want to marry is very decent. Very decent. So I'm not going to do that kind of nonsense with her. Very decent. These other ones are just chop and go." So do you understand now? So effectively, this was a bad man. He knew what he wanted in life. He wanted a good woman. So the people he was bringing from these colleges of education were people he could not even tolerate to be mothers of his own children. Do you understand? But when it was time for him to pick his future, he was going to pick a good person. So do you see how the game is played? That both bad people and good people will be drawn towards you. They want to pick you because they know you are good. They feel safe around you. But a lot of these bad people don't deserve you. They have the potential to mess you up. They have the potential to crush your future, to affect your future adversely, and to affect your vision adversely. So that is why it is important for you not to just assume that being good alone is enough to keep your house from being broken into. But you must be vigilant. You must be spiritually vigilant to prevent attacks from bad people upon your life. Do you get it now? This is the reason why I'm saying today that some bad things happen to some good people, simply because they did not know what hour the thief was coming, and they were not vigilant to know when the thief came and broke into them. So don't allow any thief to break into your life. And this is how thieves will break into your life. They will come and they'll be nice. Look, let me tell you something. Bad people are mostly smarter than good people. They know how to appeal to your sentiments. They know how to con you. They know what to do to you. In fact, I mean, even... And it works both ways. In fact, somebody was even reporting to me that men who have decided not to be promiscuous, you know, just to be clean, stay clean in church, are now being baited with sex by sisters in church. So it's like to capture that good man, what these sisters will do is try to lure them into sexual activities so that they can be trapped. So you can tell that this is a good man. Why isn't the good woman alone going for the good man? But even the bad women are going for them and trying to lure them into sexual activity that will destroy their godly testimony. So it is very important. You've got to pick your friends wisely. You've got to make sure that bad people don't break into your life, because bad people, they bring a bad climate, and bad people in your life will make bad things happen to you very easily. Thank you very much. If you need to hook up with me, check me out on Twitter. My handle is Soladio, Soladio. Thank you. Bye.